Oh, hello. Welcome to this episode of Nobody Asked. My name's Kyler Johnson, and it feels good to be, I don't even know what that sound is, but, or was, but it feels good to be back after having a week off. Last week, there was not a new episode of the show because it was fall break at my university, and I took the time to relax. Just kidding, that's a crock of shit. I literally spent the whole break doing homework, which is a scam that I should sue because I was supposed to relax. Anyway, that's the fun in college, right? So anyway, on the previous episode of Nobody Asked, I talked about robots replacing humans. And so it's time for the results from my Instagram poll. On my Instagram poll, I asked my followers and listeners, do you think robots will replace humans? And 41% of people said no, they don't think robots will replace humans, but 59% said yes. So it's confirmed robots are going to replace humans, and those who voted no, they might be in for a rude awakening. But don't say I didn't warn you. Maybe they didn't even listen to the podcast episode and now they're going to suffer. They're really going to suffer because how will you be prepared for the future if you haven't been listening to Nobody Asked? Seriously. Anyway, on today's episode, I'm investigating sleep and I'm asking, what if we don't have to sleep anymore? I think that's a really good question. And for this episode and some upcoming episodes, I'm going to try to stay a little less scripted and just let my imagination run a little wild. It does that a little too much. That's why I don't sleep. Okay, but so basically, humans are supposed to get between 7 and 9 hours of sleep a night. And if I'm going to be honest, I don't remember the last time I did that was consistently. Sure, I have a night every here and there where, yeah, I do hit that 7 to 9 hour mark. But for the most part, with being in college, working on a podcast, I'm lucky if I get 5 hours of sleep. And I know that's the case for many people out there, many Americans. We're told our whole lives that sleep is important. We have to sleep. You have to get that recommended dosage of sleep. And I was just like, why? Is this another just social construct that we're being forced to live through? Anyway, I went ahead and asked Siri, why do we sleep? And this is what she told me. My girl Siri came through. She's providing facts for us, and we're here for this. Number one, she said that sleep helps with learning and memory retention. Well, so does coffee. Coffee really helps with not having to sleep, and it helps me stay alert and act like I have my shit together, even though I really don't. Hell, I'm drinking coffee right now while recording this episode. If you all want to know what coffee I'm drinking, it is the Death Wish coffee. You can get it on Amazon or from their website, but one cup has like 300 and some milligrams of caffeine. I don't know. It's an exorbitant amount of caffeine, and you know, it's probably really bad for my body. It's probably really bad for my heart, but there's shit that needs to be done. So I guess if I have a pacemaker in 10 years, it's worth it. Whew, that kicks like a mule. Better set that down. That's a little crazy. The second reason for why we sleep is that sleep deprivation can cause weight gain. Okay. So you're telling me that when I don't sleep and I'm up, staying active, moving around, getting shit done, that I'm going to end up gaining more weight than I'm losing by being up? I'm no mathematician. I'm no science. Actually, you know what? I'm a doctor. My name is Dr. Kyler Johnson, and I think that fact is a crock of shit because our bodies are different. I am skinny. I'm like a toothpick. I always have been. I try and try and try to gain weight. I'm sleep deprived 90-95% of the time, and I cannot gain weight. Maybe it's because I drink too much coffee. Maybe it's because I'm not eating enough. But I don't think that maybe in some people it can cause weight gain, but the vast majority of us, I don't think sleep deprivation is going to cause weight gain. Oh, these facts are from, Siri pulled them up, and they're from Tempur-Pedic. think something fishy is going on here because Tempur-Pedic's probably just trying to sell you a $30,000 mattress with a bunch of sponges and SpongeBobs in it. And then you lay on top of it and you're like, wow, this is the best night of sleep ever. And then a month goes by and it's just like any other mattress. Maybe I'm wrong. I've had so many different memory foam like pads, and now I got a new mattress this year, and I honest to God don't feel a difference. I really don't. I just sleep. Anywho, the third reason for why we need sleep is it helps us stay safe. Being wide awake helps us stay alert. Again, yeah, that's probably true, but when you down four shots of espresso, I'm alert. I probably look like I'm on drugs. My eyes are probably bloodshot. That's why at work and in my backpack, I keep redness. I literally have redness reliever eye drops everywhere I go because my eyes are constantly red and I feel like I'm being judged that people think I'm high because sometimes I act goofy. Go figure. I like to have fun. I like to be loud out in public. I'm just living my best gay ass life and people look at me weird and I'm like, okay, look, I'm not high. I've been high before, but I'm not high right now because marijuana is illegal in my state. Okay? So I don't do that. I have more important things to do and to spend money on, like Vanilla Crown. Oh my God. Okay, so the fourth reason that we need to get sleep is mood. This is a fucking mood, this statement. Who isn't in a bad mood when they are tired? Okay, this is true and it's also false because, for example, on Thursday, I maybe got 4 hours of sleep. I get up at 4 something in the morning. I know that's part of my problem because I get up that early, but you know what? All the successful CEOs get up at like 4:30, 5 in the morning. So maybe I'll be successful one day. I don't know. I'm trying. Anywho, so on Tuesdays, Thursdays, I usually get up at like 4:15, 4:30. And this last Thursday, it was the first day back for class for me because I don't have class on Wednesday. So it was my first day going back to class. So I was running a little slow that morning. I made some coffee and I was just taking my time. I was like, you know what? I don't care if I show up to class late today. I really don't. I'm over it. I want my $50,000 piece of paper. Okay. So I go into class and I'm normally always 20 minutes early. I'm always the first person there. No matter, I always beat my professor. I'm always the first one in the room. Well, class starts at 8 and I walk into the room at like 7:53, 7:54, and I'm still the first one there. I don't get it. Even when I'm not on my A game, I'm still the first one there. Talking about moods now, because I go off on tangents, I do have times where if I don't have enough sleep, I'm ready to destroy everyone that gets in my way. I have laser red eyes, and I will just incinerate people that look at me weird. Some days when I'm in a bad mood from being tired, I will just try to argue with everyone. I probably shouldn't do that because I'm going to get shanked or someone's probably going to shoot me. I already had someone earlier this year chase me. They had a little bit of road rage and they chased me and I so bad almost got out and started tasing that man. But okay, so I have the days where I'm in a bad mood when I have not gotten a lot of sleep. But then I have days where I'm so sleep deprived, I feel as if I'm on happy pills. And I know it's really weird, and that's what happened this last Thursday. I was just in a really ditzy, goofy mood, like, ah, yes, everything's funny. Today's a great day. Oh my God, I'm living. I seriously was. I was just in a good mood. And so my 8 a.m. class, it flew by, which is so weird. It was a good time. We were making jokes. I was talking about avocados going extinct. And so my 2 o'clock class came around. We get in there and my professor, for whatever reason, and I'm going off on another story time here. The professor that is in our classroom before my class, he fucks all the shit. Like, don't fucking touch shit, okay? Really? The whole idea of sleep causing you to be in a bad mood, I don't know. Just drink a bunch of coffee, think posy vibes. Usually days where I do get some sleep and it's not enough, but it's a restless night of sleep or I wake up with a headache. People just shouldn't talk to me that day. Okay. And you know what? I'll also say this. I am at the point in my life where if someone texts me at 10 o'clock at night, you are not getting a response until the next morning. Hell, if you text me at 9:30 or call, you're not going to get a response till the next morning, because when it's 9:30, 10 o'clock, that's my time to start getting ready for bed and unwinding. So I know I'm only 20 years old and that makes me sound like I'm 50, but you know what? This is where I'm at. This is me. This is Kyler. So don't text me at 9:30 and expect a response unless it's the weekend. Okay, fact number five for why we sleep is that a lack of sleep has been linked to cardiovascular problems. And this is the one that kind of scares me, because too much coffee consumption has been linked to cardiovascular problems. Now it's saying that lack of sleep has been linked to cardiovascular problems, and Americans eat like shit, and we have a bunch of cardiovascular problems. So I'm counting 1, 2, 3 reasons for why I'm fucked, and you might be too. That's probably one of my biggest fears, is to die of a fucking heart attack or something. Please just let me die in my sleep, okay? Let me just fall asleep and not wake up, you know, like carbon monoxide poisoning. You can't smell it and you just fall asleep forever. That sounds peaceful. I'm not saying that I want to die, but I'm saying, like, if I could choose how I die, I would probably do that. Just fall asleep and wake up in hell. Hi, it's nice and warm here. How's everyone doing? Oh, Satan. Oh, you shouldn't have. Oh, Satan, I forgot to bring my sunscreen. I've had a little too much coffee today. Okay, and the fifth or sixth reason on why we need sleep is getting enough sleep helps maintain a healthy immune system. And I know this is true. This is very fucking true. This is the reason why everyone in college is sick all semester long and we're all just over it. This is why disease runs rampant on all college campuses across the US, because we don't get enough sleep. We're all going into tens of thousands of dollars in debt. We're taking classes we don't really probably want to take, and we're being forced to not only work a job, but also do school, which is a whole other full-time job. And so we're not getting enough sleep, you know, so that's why we're all sick. And then our professors get sick, which that's usually a good thing, because when my professors get sick, they cancel class. So cough on your professors. Don't do that. That's disgusting. Don't cough on anyone. If any of you are ever sick, cover your mouth, cover your sneeze. Don't be disgusting, okay? Please, from one human being to another, please don't be gross. Don't be disgusting, okay? Oh my God, you guys. So right under this article, another article that's linked, the headline is sleep the new sex? What? Sleep is the new sex, because if I'm going to be honest, I enjoy sleep more than pretty much everything on this planet. I'm at that point in my life where I would much rather sit at home on a Friday night and catch up on sleep than have to be forced to go out in public. Okay. I love sleep. I really do. So when I can get it, you bet your ass sleep is the new sex. I would rather sleep than do that. So, I'm here for this. Ladies and gentlemen, see, this is why I think it's a positive to be single forever, because you can just sleep whenever you want. You don't have to be forced to go out on a date or do any of that. You can just sleep. Ugh. Now that I've given you all these reasons on why you should sleep, why sleep is important, let's talk about if we did not have to fucking sleep. You know, honestly, like I just said, I love sleep. Sleep is the new sex, okay? It is. You can't argue with me on that. Now that I know that is a thing, is sleep the new sex? Sleep is the new sex. It's great. But if we didn't have to sleep, I think I would really enjoy that. I don't know about you, but I don't feel like 24 hours is enough time in a day. I don't feel like I can get all my shit done. And yeah, some people are probably like, Kyler, well, you need to make a schedule. You need to have a to-do list. And you know what? I do. I have receipts. I do. And I still can't get all my stuff done. So I think if we didn't have to sleep, and maybe instead of sleeping for like huge chunks of time, maybe if humans humans only had to get 1 or 2 hours of sleep to where we could just sit and, you know, charge wirelessly. Okay, when humans are robots, we can just plug ourselves in. So yeah, at some point we're not going to have to sleep in the future probably. But for now, that would be so nice. Could you imagine every day, you know, maybe getting 2 hours of rest or taking a little power nap or just meditating, and that's the only recharging you need? Oh my God, people probably would not even need coffee unless they're just craving it because it does taste so good. You could get so much done at work. Everyone would be in a good mood. I think everything would just be a much better place if we all didn't really have to sleep. The world, everyone would probably love one another. Because I do think sleep deprivation brings out bad moods in people. Okay? You know, the saying, well, you slept on the wrong side of the bed. First off, when people tell me that, they're going to get throat punched. Don't, no, that's not funny anymore. You're just being an asshole, Karen. Okay? Don't say, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Okay, now you're going to get smacked with a mug. But if we did not have to sleep, seriously, if you can, there are so many reasons why not sleeping would be such a great thing. Humans would have such an insane amount of productivity. Traffic accidents would be cut down way less because sleep deprivation and not being alert is a major factor in a lot of accidents. And hell, we could probably build another planet or something insane. If we didn't have to sleep, we would have all this extra time. 24 hours in a day would actually feel like a lot. It would feel like a huge chunk of time. I operate, 16 to 18 hour days. And then after that, you have some food periods and stuff like that to kind of relax and where you're not working. But say I could just extend that to the 24 hours. I could tack on an additional however many hours of things to do. Everyone's lawn would be perfectly manicured. Not having to sleep would be a really, really positive thing. I could dedicate 4 hours every day to just straight podcast stuff. I wish I could do that, but over the summer I was doing that for sure. But now with college, it's like, ooh, a couple hours here and there, it gets really difficult. Is this something that you guys would want, not having to sleep? I wonder what would happen to the coffee industry the mattress industry would, maybe it wouldn't die off, but it would be severely impacted because if you don't have to sleep, people aren't going to having to be buying mattresses, which are insanely expensive. You could just sit in a chair and meditate, and that's your rest, okay? My only concern is for most people, work involves a screen. So now if we're extending our screen time an additional however many hours, our eyes are really going to be fried. So sure, maybe we're not going to have to sleep, but at the same time, our eyes are just going to get fried. Everyone's going to look stoned. So what will that even be anymore? Being stoned? Because everyone's going to look stoned. So I don't know how would that work? Maybe your eyes won't be red. If sleep's not a thing, maybe your eyes will always be white. But I don't think that's the case because most of us are going to stare at a screen for 24 hours straight. So, there's just a lot to think about with this. I think completely eliminating it would have some dire consequences until we're robots. And then we can just plug ourselves in like a Tesla. And That's where the world's headed. So that's going to do it for today's episode of the podcast. This episode was a little bit longer because, like I said, I'm trying to do less of a script. I'm following some stuff and I'm kind of just talking about stories and just goofing around a lot. And you know what? This episode was a lot of fun to record. Not saying previous episodes haven't been fun to record, but this is something different. Anyway, every Wednesday, as I've mentioned on so many episodes, I will conduct a poll on my Instagram where I will ask, something related to this week's episode. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, my username is KylerJohnson21, and I would love for you to get involved and let me know what you think. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get involved and help the podcast, you can head on over to patreon.com/nobodyaskedpodcast. Or head to nobodyaskedpod.com and click the fancy little merch link up in the upper, is it the right corner, the left corner, one of the corners. I'm sleep deprived right now. And you can pick up some awesome merch. The Nobody Asked shirts are super soft, so you can wear them to bed. You could get a super long one to cover your junk, so then you wouldn't have to wear pants to bed. Yeah, they're super comfy. And if I'm going to be honest, I'm wearing a Nobody Asked Futurist shirt right now. Of course I am. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening, and until next Wednesday, see ya.